After the chat, you'll get writing prompts to stretch your imagination, all set to a soundscape designed to help you focus, relax, and create.
When I was a child, Timonides, I had a secret fear that night would come and would never end. That we would live out our lives in total darkness. It was a small fear then.
Dark Side of the Toon has returned, and now at an even darker time spot. Tune in on Thursdays at 9 p.m. to get your dose of alternative music, including but not limited to metal, grunge, goth, and more. Hope to see you there.
We'll be right back.
are currently listening to CFRC 101.9 FM, located in Kingston, Ontario, and also available at cfrc.ca. My name is Tommy. Welcome to Dark Side of the Tune. Not much to say, really, about this week's episode. You've probably noticed, but I am still keeping up with the instrumental first kind of format. Because, I don't know, sometimes I feel like going from the last show just right into me being like, what's up, guys? It's just a bit much. Like, let me prime you, get you ready for all this talking that I'm going to do. But yeah, that was Depeche Mode. That was on the Violator album. It was Khalid? I'm not sure how you pronounce it, but it's on the Violator album. It's one of the many Depeche Mode instrumentals, which... if you're not like super into Depeche Mode, you might not know about them, but Violator and Music for the Masses have a lot of really, really great instrumentals. If you liked that one, I recommend going and checking out, I think it's called Agent Orange on the Music for the Masses. And I think they're only like B-sides or something, because on my records and my CDs, there's not the instrumentals, which sucks because they're so good. But yeah, that was Depeche Mode. Kind of setting the tone for today's episode, which is synth pop, but not only is it just synth pop, it's gay synth pop. And now, this was a really, really easy episode for me. I'm tired this week. I don't know. It's starting to get dark earlier. I'm gonna just sleep. What is the thing that I'm an expert in? And I'm an expert in gay synth pop, okay? I don't play about Pet Shop Boys. I don't play about Erasure. I don't play about Soft Cell. All of these gay synth pop artists from the 80s, I do not play about them. And I know so much about them. And I've seen a lot of them live. Now, I mean, Depeche Mode, the members of Depeche Mode, as far as I know, are not gay. And like, this is more like gay vibes versus like, oh, who is gay in the synth pop scene? Even though there is quite a few gay artists, which is why synth pop is the best genre, but I digress. But yeah, we have a lot of 80s synth pop. We have a lot of new synth pop. We have Canadian synth pop. We're kind of all over the place. But don't worry, there will be due warning before we hop into anything new, anything that may shock us, because we're just so used to the 80s, but there's only so much 80s music that I can play. Like, it's, people aren't still making 80s music. It's impossible, unfortunately. But yeah, so to start us off, because of course this is gay synth pop, we will be listening to Domino Dancing by Pet Shop Boys. All day, all day.
Dancing. All day, all day. If you are tired of the algorithm-based music age we are in and looking for unique, boundary-pushing new sounds, join me, Luke, and oftentimes friends on The Grove every Tuesday at 3. We will listen to and discuss music from electronic to alternative. See you there.
Bronski Beat with Why, and before that, Pet Shop Boys with Domino Dancing. And now we're starting off strong because those are two, that's like key synth pop, like that. Those are definitely the synth pop artists, among many others. And they're also the gay synth pop artists. Neil Tennant of the Pet Shop Boys has come in as gay, and Bronski Beat, I'm forgetting his name right now, so you have to forgive me. But the lead singer has also come out, and a lot of their music deals with that and deals with, you know, being gay in the 80s and what that meant and the AIDS crisis, among all these things. And so, yeah, I think actually this is like the best way to start an episode about gay synth pop, because they're like, those are the gay synth pop artists. But I did say that we will be shifting into some more new stuff. Maybe more gay in, I don't know, vibes. And I can say this because I am gay. Than made by strictly gay people. But this next artist that we have coming up, she actually came out and sang at the Pet Shop Boys concert that I went to a couple of years ago. So this is Lights and Deadmau5 with When the Summer Dies.
Thank you.
That was Urban Legend by Lex. Brand new, super brand new. I think within like the last week that was released. And then before that, we listened to Lights and Deadmau5 with When the Summer Dies. You know, that first song there, maybe it's not so much synth pop, but I like, as someone who listens and curates a lot of synth pop, I'm going to let it slide its way into there. Because it's electronic, and because I love Deadmau5, and because Lights has such an amazing voice, there's another song that she has, I can't remember the name, but it's with Felix Cartel, and it is so good. And it's total pop. So, like, for someone who runs a radio show called Dark Side of the Tune, it's not very in character of me to recommend it, but that song is really, really good. If I could remember the name, that would be great. But yeah, that was Lex, brand new, so good. Just like that haunting voice. And I know I say the phrase haunting voice all the time, but it always applies because that's my favorite type of voice. And I feel like I don't have a haunting voice. I have, a normal voice. But I'm working on that. I'm shattering more mirrors and I'm walking under more ladders and I'm letting more black cats cross my path. So we'll get there. Coming up next, we have even more new stuff. We actually have two more new songs. I'm just throwing them all at you at once. Here is Freaks by Oat and Freddie.
Freak! you have a community-based project that needs funding? The Lavana Gender Advocacy Center can help. Lavana is an anti-oppressive, radical collective of student activists that organizes and funds a variety of events and projects, from community care to education, mutual aid to arts and culture. Connect with us on Facebook or by email at lavanacenter@gmail.com to get your project funded and to see what else you got going on.
You are currently listening to CFRC 101.9 FM, located in Kingston, Ontario, and also available at cfrc.ca. My name is Tommy. This is Dark Side of the Tune. If you're just joining us, welcome. If you've been listening along, welcome back. We are focusing on synth pop this week, or more specifically, gay synth pop. But honestly, if you ask me, all synth pop is gay because, I don't know, you're using a computer instead of a guitar, and that's gay. But yeah, we just listened to Picture Perfect by Nuovo Testamento. Don't sue me for that pronunciation. I have played them before, and I say this each time I play them, but out of everybody who is making new music, because that's new, that's I think it was released early September, out of everyone who's making new music and trying to encapsulate that 80s feel or the sound of the technology and whatnot, I think Nuovo Testamento, I think they're the best at it. And I will say that definitively, because the lead singer's voice, the synth, the drum mixing, like everything in it is just so reminiscent of the 80s, but it's fresh. It's like, it's poppy. And I feel like the majority of bands that are trying to emulate the 80s, they're doing it in kind of like a dark wave, like sad wave, gloomy way, which is awesome. But I want to be happy sometimes. And I think the 80s does happy music or dance music really, really well. And I think Nuovo Testamento, I think they achieved that really well as well. But yeah, that was our three new songs. Coming up next, we go back to the 80s and we go back to gay frontmen, because we are going to be listening to Soft Cell. And no, I'm not playing Tainted Love, because there are so many better Soft Cell songs than Tainted Love. Stop just playing Tainted Love, okay? That entire album is really, really good. And so this song is on the same album as Tainted Love. But here is Entertain Me by Soft Cell.
Trying to please all these people around me is trying to reach for the moon. I see their faces looking so empty, saying, I hope that they'll finish soon. Could be a chat show, could be a go-go. Reaction would be the same. So here I go, though, why I don't know, trying to prove myself again.
Over and over again. friends of mine. I say we can go where we want to, a place where they will never find. And we can act like we come from out of this world, leave the real one far behind. And we can dance. They don't dance, well, they're no friends of mine. See, we can go where we want to, place where they will never find. And we can act like we come from out of this world, leave the real one far behind. We can dance. We can go when we want to, night is young and so am I. And we can dress real neat from our hearts to our feet and surprise them with a victory cry. Say, we can act if we want to, if we don't, nobody will. And you can act real rude and totally removed, and I can act like an imbecile. Say, we can dance, everything's out of control. We can dance, they're doing it from pole to pole. We can dance, everybody look at your hands. We can dance, we can dance, everybody's taking the chance. Safe to dance, oh, well, it's safe to dance, yes, it's safe to dance.
You know it, Men Without Hats with Safety Dance. So classic Canadian synth pop. That's such a good song. I remember dancing to it at a party a couple of weeks ago. And it was just me and my friend Ray and Jen dancing to it. And I think everyone else had left. But you know what? That's because we're the realist, okay? We're the realest people out there. And we are approaching the end of this episode. So the three last songs I will leave you with. First up, we have I Beg Your Pardon by Concan. Still super Canadian synth pop. The act's name is Concan, like CanCon, like Canadian content, which I think is ironic because we have to follow CanCon, all that. And then after that, we have A Very Hard Act to Follow by Naked Eyes. So good. Naked Eyes are British, as far as I know, but that's okay. We'll allow them to be British. But Naked Eyes, that album that this is on, I'm forgetting the name, but it has Promises, Promises on it. probably one of my top three synth pop albums. And that's saying a lot. Like, they're up there. That's up there with Music for the Masses by Depeche Mode. And, like, I don't know, a Pet Shop Boys album. I would literally choose any because it could be up there. But yeah, Naked Eyes, so good. Such a good album to just like put on in the background and just dance to. And then finishing us off, we have Living on Video by Trans X. Again, super Canadian, right out of Montreal. If you've heard it all before, you've heard Canadian synth pop. And that's what I'm going to give to you. So here we go. First up, here is Concan with I Beg Your Pardon, I Never Promised You a Rose Garden.
Stay on. Coming up now on this week's Release Radar, in partnership with the Kingston Music Office, we're pleased to present a selection from Sean Bokenkamp, a.k.a. Caesar Schiff's new album, Who in the What? Caesar Schiff reaches into the sonic sack and pulls out new combinations of the influences they're under to produce an 11-track debut album boasting an authentic indie garage DIY feel through self-recording on a Tascam Porta studio. Want to be highlighted next time? Complete the Release Radar submission form on the Kingston Music Office website or via visit kingston.music on Instagram. In the meantime, stream Who in the What on your favorite platforms and enjoy a selection from it called Potential here with us now on CFRC 101.9 FM.